Solo la buena música cambia tu estado de ánimo. Por eso, tú no le cambies al show de Leo Ramírez.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Finding the Funny here on CITR 101.9. As always, we'd like to take this moment to thank the Musqueam people for housing us here at CITR on their ancestral, traditional, and unceded territory. And now, the moment you've been waiting for. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Finding the Funny. With your host, Nico McEwen. Hey there, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of Finding the Funny here on CITR. I'm your host, Nico, and today's episode is Sarcastic Comedy. That's right, this episode has been inspired by none other than Zoe Lister-Jones, a actress and comedian, can be seen on Life in Pieces as Jen. As well, just yesterday I watched one of her movies, Band-Aid, and oh my gosh, this woman has sarcasm down to a T.
So excited about this one. The agency said it's their favorite candidate.
Okay.
Hi. Oh, no.
Wait, please.
Please, we heard through the grapevine you're in need of expert childcare.
And we are specialists in the field.
You're lactation specialists, and the last time we saw you, you were stealing our baby formula.
Yeah.
So you do concede that we're specialists.
Get out.
No, please. Give us 2 minutes to explain why we are the best people to raise your child.
We need money.
We are very, very desperate for money. We tried to sell my eggs, but there were none.
Okay. Well, not the strongest opener.
We're great with kids, so goo goo gaga.
We speak their language.
We spend 2 hours a day as babies.
2 hours? Mm-hmm. You can definitely stop speaking that language. We're not going to hire you, and that's obvious, so you can just save your breath.
Not going to happen. We get it. We totally understand. Just one small wrinkle. Could we borrow $1,000?
No.
Could we sleep on your couch?
No.
I think we've given you a lot to chew on.
Yep.
So we'll leave you with that and possibly see you Monday.
No.
So that actually was a better example of her sass. She's also a very sassy character in Life in Pieces. But that was Zoe Lister-Jones and Colin Hanks and their awesome duo in Life in Pieces. If any of you haven't seen it, it is on Netflix, and it is a really, really good sitcom. Follows all the basic sitcom tropes. It usually does, I think, about 3 or 4 stories, and aside from kind of having them all meshed together in A, B, and C stories, they literally outline them as story 1, story 2 in the show. It keeps them all really fast, keeps the pace nice, and has a lot of really good jokes. The next clip we will be playing is one of my kings of sarcasm, a character you probably all know and love from a TV show that is one of my favorites of all time. Coming up right after the break from our sponsors, we will be playing Matthew Perry's amazing Chandler Bing and his sarcastic jokes.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What's this Pilate? He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Rush Show. What's in ya?
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
That was a quick ad from our sponsors. We're back with Finding the Funny. And we want to do a shout-out to our social media. You can find us at Finding the Funny on Twitter. Check out all the awesome things we'll be posting, whether it be certain stand-up comedy things going on in Vancouver, or maybe it's just about our upcoming episodes, or maybe we want to hear from you, the fans, about what you think about the episodes, and we'll talk about it in further episodes. Any of this is possible. Just check us out at Finding the Funny on Twitter. All right, ladies and gentlemen, our next clip, I already introed it. This is Chandler Bing.
Mr. Bing, here you are. You'll go into that room and deposit your specimen into the container.
Deposit my specimen? You know, I usually have to call a 900 number for that kind of talk. Thanks, got it.
Of course, if you feel that neither of those is right for you, you could always adopt.
Is that a hint? Because we love you, Dr. Connolly, but we don't think we want you to be our child. Wow, talk about an inhospitable environment.
We went through the same thing
when we were adopting.
So, a lot of malfunctioning wee-wees and hoo-hoos in this room, huh? I mean, you have a lovely home.
Chandler was just saying how beautiful your sweater is.
Oh, thank you, Chandler. I just bought it.
Oh, yes. Well, it's very beautiful, and it's cream-colored and tight, and... I don't mean tight. I mean, it's not too tight. Not that I was looking at...
I kind of fell asleep in the meeting this morning, so when I said I'd move to Tulsa, I didn't really know what I was saying.
You fell asleep?
But only because I was up all night worried about this meeting. Isn't that funny? Irony. Not a fan? All right.
After I dumped on the way he was going to propose to me, I don't think he's ever going to ask again. I mean, I said no in Barbados, and now this?
She's right. If I were a guy and... Did I just say, if I were a guy?
Maybe you don't need him to propose to you. Maybe you could propose to him.
I don't know. Isn't that a little desperate?
I proposed to Chandler. All right, moving on.
We're really excited about getting this process started.
Because we love kids. Love them to death. Well, not actually to death. That's just a figure of speech. We love kids the appropriate amount. As allowed by law.
Honey, having a heart attack is nature's way of telling you to slow it down.
I always thought having a heart attack was nature's way of telling you to die. But you're not going to die. I mean, you are going to die, but you're not going to die today. I wish I was dead. I would really rather just stay here. Not here in your office. Here at the company, where I'm rapidly feeling unwelcome. Look, Carol, can I call you Carol? Why would I when your name is Elaine? Oh, what a great picture of your son. Strapping. That's a picture of your daughter, isn't it? Well, she's lovely. I like a girl with a strong jaw. I'll call you from Tulsa.
Say that I'm the interviewer and I'm meeting you for the first time. Okay. Hi. Come on in. I'm Regina Falange.
Chandler Bing.
Oh, Bing. What an unusual name.
Well, you should meet my uncle, Bada. I'll let myself out. You know, I've been told I come on too strong, make too many jokes, you know, and then it was really hard to sidestep that duty thing. Duties. Duties! Poo. Poo? Oh my God, this doesn't count. I've known Ross for a long time. In fact, I knew him when he was going out with his first girlfriend. And I thought things were really going to work out for him until the day he overinflated her. Oh, dear God. The interview was over. That was the real Chandler Bing in there. This is just some crazy guy out in the hall. Call security! There's a crazy guy out in the hall! Cool.
look forward to your call.
What if my own baby hates me? Huh? Well, what am I going to do then?
Monica, would you stop? This is nuts. Do you know how long it's going to be before you actually have to deal with this problem? I mean, you don't even have a boyfriend yet. Joey, she does not look fat.
Oh, my God, this is a police badge.
Oh, that's so cool. Why would a cop come in here, though? They don't serve donuts. You know what, actually, could you discover the badge again? I think I can come up with something better than that. You know how to use a compass?
I have a badge in it.
You do? That's fantastic.
You want to see it?
I'd love to, but I got to get back to talking to your parents. They're telling us all about how they adopted you.
What?
What?
I'm adopted?
I got nothing. I owe you a long overdue apology. I never should have broken up with you because you were overweight.
That's why you broke up with me?
You didn't know that? Well, I guess my work here is done. But it was a really, really long time ago. Does she still feel bad?
Apparently, she does.
Well, you know what they say, elephants never forget. Seriously, good luck marrying me.
I'm okay with that, but I'm not sure that you are.
Look, you have to realize, I don't think of you as a thin, beautiful woman. See, this is one of the things that I can apologize for later.
You pierced her ears? How could you do this without telling me?
Well, if I had told you, then it wouldn't have been a surprise, now would it?
I think she looks cute. But I am wrong.
So those were some jokes and sarcastic comments by Chandler Bing on Friends. You obviously also heard some of the other characters with funny lines throughout. That is actually a clip I found on YouTube. So credit goes out to Anubhav Panwar, whoever that is, for creating the compilation of hilarious Chandler Bing jokes and sarcasm. So sarcasm to me is basically all about delivery. I mean, a good sarcastic comment does have to be clever and witty, but the best of the best are the ones that know how to time it just right. They wait for that moment when you're on the edge of your feet waiting to find out what they're going to say, and then it's just so sarcastic, so straightforward. Straightforward is also something very important. Something I think Jen or Zoe Lister-Jones in Life in Pieces does really, really well is the whole straightforward sarcastic comment. She almost delivers it with zero facial expression, or the opposite of a comedic facial expression, which is what makes it so much funnier. And Chandler, he's a little bit more active with it, a little bit more playful. He sometimes will smile. He has his gags and whatnot, but it's still all about delivery and timing, and they both crush it. I don't want to play too many clips from Friends, but I also wanted to address how fantastic Lisa Kudrow is when it comes to sarcastic comments, and in general, I think she's a fantastic comedian.
Finding the Funny will be right back after an ad from our sponsors.
I got a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking for...
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder, and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
Ladies and gents, we're back here with Finding the Funny, hashtag FTF. Make sure you check us out, Finding Funny FM on Twitter. And we are going to be going back to a segment we introduced last week. For any of you that don't know, we have a new team member here at Finding the Funny, Doug Vandelay, and he's doing in-the-field interviews with some awesome comedians around the Vancouver area. And that's right, he's got another interview for ya coming up right here on Finding the Funny, CITR 101.9. And now a quick content warning.
Hello. As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Take it away, Doug.
We're just talking about my recording device being, my recording device, aka my phone, being in the middle of the ground there. So
it's a wet ground.
It's
wet
fine, cement ground. Case.
I hope
old
it makes friends.
Butts all over.
Yeah, they're probably my cigarette butts. Anyway.
So we're outside the back of the Paper Crane Cafe next to a ticking clock of some kind.
Fun. What is that?
I think it might be that aircon or whatever that thing is. Yeah.
So let's just start off by asking straight up, who are you?
Okay.
Cool. You want to go first?
Sure.
Yeah.
Like individually, together we are Carmela. We're a duo based out of Vancouver. We do both improv and sketch. We also do many a thing on our own. My name is Carla Ma. I've been doing comedy for about five years.
Yeah.
And then I started out doing improv. I do improv primarily out of Instant right now, and elsewhere I do lots of sketches at different shows, like Hero Show, Sidekicks, Mixtape. I used to do a show called Rap Battles. But yeah, lots of stuff. But yeah, right now we're just preparing for our next Carmela sketch comedy show.
My name is Raquel Belmonte. I'm 26 years old. I also do comedy around Vancouver. I've been doing it for 5 years. I studied in Chicago, and then I thought, oh, I should do that here and just study comedy in Chicago. I thought, oh, okay, let's bring it over here. So I've been doing it since then, and it's great. Do a bunch of shows around the city. Carla and I are also part of an all-female troupe called Nasty Women. And we perform every Monday, not every Monday,
every third Monday.
Thank God you're here. I was like, she's the brains, I'm the dead weight, I guess, to our duo. But yeah, that's who we are. We're little comedians in the city.
So how'd you guys start working together?
Carla and I actually met 4 years ago. Would it have been 4 years ago? Yeah, because we like wandered around for a year on our own.
Yeah.
4 years ago, Carla and I were part of Vancouver Theatre Sports Rookie League team. So we met there, and it's actually a very cute story.
You tell it better.
I tell it so well. We went to the market before a show for dinner, and I got this like baby ravioli salad, raviolini, if you want to like get technical with it.
Detail. Raquel has already been part of the Rookie League for one season. I'm brand new, so I don't know anybody. I haven't made many friends.
Yeah. I liked her because she wanted to eat and she was fun. But then we were, before the show, we were eating and I couldn't eat anymore. And I was like, hey, do you want the rest of my baby raviolis? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, that's bold. Usually people just say no. We've been friends ever since.
Do you have a lot of leftover raviolinis?
I have none left over. She ate them all.
I'm a scavenger.
I also didn't leave too many, but... Yeah, that's our friendship kind of took
meat off. Cute.
It's our meat cute.
Yeah.
Were they meat-stuffed raviolis? Probably.
They were cute.
They were adorable.
So you guys have a upcoming show, Blockbuster World.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess to give a little bit of background on our shows, we started doing this year, at the beginning of this year.
We started our sketch comedy run this year where we put on our own, like, I would say they're large scale.
Yeah,
we go full out for them. We put on like a large scale bi-monthly sketch comedy show. That started this year, but we've been together
longer.
Yeah, longer, but this is our first year. This will be our final one of the year doing these big sketch comedy shows.
So there's like props, costumes, cast, yeah.
Lots of tech.
And this upcoming one is actually on my birthday, Saturday, December 2nd, and we always have them at Little Mountain Gallery off of Main Street. So the premise behind this one. I really love technology and I love movies.
She does.
And I kept thinking, like, what could be the next idea for the show? And for a while there, I was thinking, like, oh, maybe we'll do, like, a genre piece, like, based off one movie. But I'm like, oh, why should we just do one movie when we can do them all? And then even more than that, infuse a little bit of, like our favorite video games or TV shows. So I was working on that idea. And so I pitched to Raquel, like, what would be awesome if we, okay, I just added up, like, okay, this is my idea. We get a weird text from our friend Marta. Thank you. It says to meet her at this random location. She gets a pin drop on Raquel's phone. We get the same message. And so we go to this abandoned building. Where the heck are we? This doesn't seem right. Marta would never bring us out here. Then out of the darkness, she comes and she's like, hey guys, it's all mysterious. I need you to follow me. Trust me. I need your help. Okay. She reveals to us that she's the heiress of the Blockbuster Empire, which is very funny because we found out last night. It originated in Colorado.
No way!
Yeah, and Marta's from Colorado originally.
Crazy.
I'm like, this is just too weird. Like, do we live in the Matrix? I don't know. I'm scared. But so she reveals to us that she's the heiress of the Blockbuster Empire, and of course it's tanked since because of online streaming.
Mm-hmm.
And she wants to exact her revenge on all these services by creating a revolutionary product that will change the whole media world or tech world. Then she needs our help to test it, because it's only been her working on this solo, and she wants us to go in. So the whole idea is us going into Blockbuster world and getting sucked up in there, and bad things happen.
It's like a regular show episode or something.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's all just one big episode of Black Mirror. Not a bad idea. That might be the end, so spoiler alert.
All right, well that actually kind of brings me into the next question. What's next for you both?
Well, Carla and I get asked to, we're very lucky we get asked to do shows together and separately, which is a blessing either way.
Yeah.
So we're probably going to be doing, I think, a lot of comedy. Well, I mean, there's 1 month left of the year, so but we'll probably be doing guesting on Friends shows. I know for sure we do have some things lined up. We, like I mentioned earlier, we have the Nasty Women thing, so we have one show coming up on November. Oh God, help me out here. November
20. Are you talking 28? Are you talking about the Lady Parts show?
No. Our Nasty Women.
Oh, the
show.
Nasty. Oh, it's on the November
19th.
20. I want to say 20. That's 19th.
The anyways, second. The third Monday.
The third Monday of the month.
And we have one in December also, and that's going to continue happening until we all die. Carla and I are going to keep doing this, and I think the goal is to eventually
tour.
Yeah, that's something we've been talking about, tour, and like maybe gather up a bigger, we do have a really great audience. It'd be nice to bring them to like a different venue.
Show.
We like creating these massive experiences for our audience, and I think like Blockbuster World's probably the most extravagant one that we're going to build for them, which is wonderful. Like they're going to get sucked in too, and I love that. And it'd be nice to kind of give them more. How do we do it? We'll just like bring them to like, this is a parking garage. But anyways, yeah, we just want to keep working together.
Like when we sat down last year, around this time, we had goals that we wanted to achieve. And one of them was creating the show. And when we were thinking about what we could build with the show, we didn't want to be restricted to any like one format or theme. We wanted to create a space where we could make anything we wanted for that month. Because while it's good to like, you know, keep to a format and everybody knows what you're going to get, we just wanted to do whatever our imaginations give to us and like whatever we wanted to make.
I think that's the beauty of working in a duo, one, but two, with like your best friend, because we know each other so well.
Yeah.
And it's different when you're working in a big group of people and everybody's got these different voices, whereas Carla and I, we have such different comedic styles, voices, go-tos, but they complement each other. And
always say that, you know, we're, it's cheesy, it sounds like, you're the Mac to my cheese, you're yin to my
yin.
Like,
is it yin?
Yin
and yin. Okay,
yeah.
Well, okay. I'm the back of the
we're the yin yang twins.
Anyway, we are the yin. Surprise! That's what we're going on tour.
it's the best episode of Cribs ever. So where can our listeners find more of your work or keep up to date with...
I'm pointing at Carla because I always say it wrong. If we do podcasts, I always say it wrong.
It's not true.
Well, most of the time it's true.
But people can find us online on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Carmela, C-A-R-M-E-L-A, Triple H Duo, on all three things. Yeah. We don't have a website yet, but that's in the works.
That's another thing. That's another goal for 2018. Maybe. We'll see.
So that was our In the Field reporter, Doug, with his interview with Carmela. Make sure you check him out while you still have the chance with their upcoming show. They are an awesome comedy team, and we really appreciated having them on the show in the interview today. So a huge thank you to them. Unfortunately, we are already almost at the end of our episode for Sarcastic Comedy here at Finding the Funny. One of the final things I wanted to shout out to is a couple of very funny Vancouver comedians who do a type of sarcastic comedy. That's right, I was at Stormcrow the other week. I believe it was a Wednesday, and two comedians whose names I do not recall were doing a trivia night, but this trivia night was very much also a comedy night, as they were crushing it with a lot of sarcastic jokes about trivia-related humor. So definitely check out their comedy trivia night at Stormcrow. I'm sure you can find it online. To close out the episode here today for Sarcastic Comedy, we are going back to the queen of sarcasm herself. That's right, ladies and gents. I'm not certain if it's pronounced B or Bay, but I believe it's B. Beatrice Arthur. She played Dorothy Zbornak on the 1980 sitcom The Golden Girls, where she did win some Emmy Awards from 1985 to 1992. So that's right, this is a little bit further back, but I assure you, the sarcasm is amazing. Before we go to the clip, make sure you stay tuned to CITR 101.9. Lots of great shows coming up next. At 6:30, you will hear UBC Arts on Air. That's right, you can listen to the top writers, philosophers, researchers, singers, and actors in the humanities, social sciences, and creative and performing arts right here at UBC. A huge thank you to everyone who tuned in to today's episode. We appreciate your viewership, and we are excited to keep making shows for you week in and week out here at CITR 101.9. As always, keep on laughing.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant. And if you threw a party, you invited everyone you knew. You would see the biggest gift would be from me, and the card attached would say, thank you for being a friend.
Honey, are you all right?
I'll be fine. Is this about Arnie?
No, Blanche. She's upset because they keep changing the taste of Coke.
Now, Blanche is depressed, Rose.
Do you think she's depressed about Rebecca?
No, Rose. She's depressed because Marblehead Manor is only on once a week.
Is the rain here yet, Doctor?
No, but there should be any minute.
You seem a little nervous.
Oh, I am.
Are you nervous because you haven't met Michael's fiancée?
No, Rose. I'm nervous because if Sonny Bono gets elected mayor of Palm Springs, he's going to make all the postmen wear leather bell bottoms and a fur vest. What?
Have you found her?
Oh, yes, Blanche, about a half hour ago. But now I've hidden her again, so you can